Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brendan Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Perkins. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Glenn Perkins. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Dillon. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Counsell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Suppan. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez hits a line drive into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Carcilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dillon strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fielder for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Hall reaches second base with a double. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Perkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkins covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Suppan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suppan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kubel. Suppan reaches second base with a double. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dillon is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suppan scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ryan Braun batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carcilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carcilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morneau moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morneau moves to third. Delmon Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Kubel moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buescher is 0-for-1 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fielder moves to second. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fielder moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Counsell is 0-for-1 in the game. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fielder scores. Cameron moves to third. Kendall moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jeff Suppan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suppan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Suppan hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Perkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dillon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillon strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mauer out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delmon Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Young reaches second base with a double. Kubel moves to third. Brian Buescher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buescher is 0 for 2 in the game. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubel tags and scores. Young tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Monroe pinch hits for Glenn Perkins. Craig Monroe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monroe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Gabe Kapler pinch hits for Jeff Suppan. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kapler strikes out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dillon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dillon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcilla bunts towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Brian Schaus now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Mauer moves to third. Morneau moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kubel strikes out. 2 outs. Salomon Torres now pitching. Hernan Irribarren now playing second base. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Young is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. the Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buescher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Buescher hits a line drive into right field. Hart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hart. Buescher moves to third. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buescher tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Mike Lamb pinch hits for Jesse Crane. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lamb strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Counsell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Counsell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Maurer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russell Branyan pinch hits for Hernan Iribarren. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Brewers, 4. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-4 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Hall now playing second base. Russell Branyan now playing third base. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carcilla hits a line drive towards short. Counsell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maurer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Mike Rivera pinch hits for Salomon Torres. Mike Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez who is chasing the ball. Fielder reaches third base with a triple. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gurrier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Julian Tavares now pitching. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. One out. Brian Buescher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buescher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buescher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buescher moves to third. Matt Macri pinch hits for Matt Gurrier. Matt Macri is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Macri takes first base on ball four. Harris moves to second. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carcilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Baz now pitching. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Counsell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mauer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morneau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morneau takes first base on ball four. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kubel is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Kubel takes first base on ball four. Mauer moves to third. Morneau moves to second. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council fields it and throws to home to get Maurer. Morneau moves to third. Kubel moves to second. One out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buescher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buescher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Kubel scores. Young moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Mark DeFelice now pitching. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Michael Cuttier pinch hits for Brian Bez. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Cameron picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Cameron. Young scores. Buescher goes all the way around to score. Cuttier moves all the way to home. It's 9-4, Twins. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomez is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Denys Reyes now pitching. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branyan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-5 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Busch pinch hits for Mark DeFelice. David Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.